All bakeries in the Gaza Strip will soon have to shut down due to lack of flour if Israel does not ease its crippling blockade of the impoverished coastal territory. The territory has received neither Israeli-produced flour nor grain for its only flour mill, which was forced to shut down last week. Israelis received the territory on November the 4th after Palestinian resistance fighters fired homemade rockets into Israel in response to Israeli incursions and air raids. Human rights organizations said that Israel is violating international human rights law.
The Israelis feel that they have a green light, or at least they are tolerated in their practices, so that's why they continue with their punishment against the Palestinians. The whole situation is very serious. I think putting the whole nation, 1.5 million of Palestinians, under siege, justified by security and other justifications, is a violation of the basic principles of international law. This is a collective punishment.
Bakery owners were forced to use flour made out of grains that are normally used as animal feed.
The flour mill started to grind very low quality wheat that's usually used in animal feed factories to produce food for animals and pets.
Analysts believe that Israel wants to exert pressure on Palestinians ahead of Israeli elections.
There is an ideological reason, and that is to empty the Palestinian land of its indigenous population. I think Israel wants to prepare the Israeli population for the coming elections in Israel at the beginning of 2009. And in order to win these elections, the Israelis need to see Palestinian blood.
Out of a total of 47 bakeries, 27 are already closed, while another 20 are only working part-time because of lack of flour, power cuts, and the shortage of fuel. Flour mills have been recently shut down in Gaza simply because of lack of wheat to make flour with. But according to the responsible officials, there has been a signed agreement with Israel that would allow 450 tons of wheat daily into the coastal strip. During Israeli siege on Gaza, the daily wheat shipment was reduced to 300 tons a day. And now, no shipment is allowed in. Ashar Shannon, Press TV, Gaza.